Hello, listeners. If you're hearing this, I'm going to assume you're at least interested in money and understanding the economy and finances. And some of us want our kids to have that knowledge, too. Check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. You can learn more at greenlight.com/million. And tune in to Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Okay, and now breathe deep. Bend at the knees and reach the fingertips up to volcano pose and hold.
Wow, Bridget, you were right. This daily yoga break in the park really clears my head. Where did you learn this routine?
From an online yoga video channel. Now, let your arms relax and breathe.
I do have one suggestion. Maybe we jazz this part up with a little tap dance.
Have you been wearing those tap shoes this whole time? Hey, do you see that dog over there?
Yeah, what about it?
It's just been circling us for a while, and he doesn't have a leash, and I don't see the owner anywhere.
Maybe it's a stray?
Yeah, that is correct. I am a stray dog.
Oh, okay. See, it's a stray dog. What? What?
Wait a minute. Excuse me, dog. Did you just talk?
Yep, I can talk. You got any food on you? Any cheese or some jerky?
This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
It's the most incredible thing anyone's ever seen. A talking dog.
We need to report this to, like, a science place. What's like NASA, but for dog discoveries?
Afraid I can't help you there. Now, back to the food question. Mind if I sniff around in your backpack?
What are we going to do? This is a major curveball right at the top of the show.
I know. This isn't like when a dog talks in a kid's movie. In real life, it's weird. And we have to stop now and do the opening theme music like everything's normal?
Welcome to Million Bazillion. I'm, sorry, I'm Bridget.
I'm Ryan, and we help dollars make more... Sorry, this is bananas. We found a talking dog, people. We should cancel today's show.
We do have a question. We should probably just play the question, though, right?
Is the question, where's the food? Because I have the same question.
Ah, he just talked again.
I can't even deal. We need to compose ourselves for a minute. Let's just play the question.
Hi, Million Bazillion. My name is Iggy, and my question is, in the websites where popular video makers can make content, I would like to know, how do those websites have enough money to pay those popular video makers? That's all. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the question, Iggy. It's just that we're dealing with a talking dog right now named, what's your name?
I want to say Fossey Bilbo. I really don't know. Dogs don't always pay attention to their names. Unless, wait, is Stop Eating That a name?
Probably not your name. What about your owner or pet parent or whatever they're called?
I got separated from him days ago. I've been looking for him. He had a lot of hair on his face, kind of like a dog.
Okay, so a guy with a beard?
Yeah, if there was only a way for him to find me. But in order for him to find me, we'd need to get the word out to a lot of people. Everyone would have to know my face and voice.
Wait a minute. I just had a brilliant idea. Bridget, you know I'm no mathlete, but even I can put two and two together. This dog, this talking dog, could be our ticket to online fame. We can do this all in one fell swoop. We post a video online of this dog talking. It becomes a viral sensation. We find out firsthand how websites afford to pay video makers. One, we answer Iggy's question. And two, we find this dog's owner. It's three birds with one stone.
What's the third bird?
Oh, with the money we make, we pay off my credit cards. But that's a lesser bird. The main birds are we answer Iggy's question and reunite this dog with its kindly bearded human.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Dog, what do you think?
Hey, whatever's clever. Can we eat first, though?
Oh, of course. Yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
And now it's time for asking random kids not so random questions. Today's question is, if money could actually talk, what would it say to you?
Put me in your piggy bank.
Spend me. Please don't feed me to your pets.
Do not waste your money.
Your hands are so sweaty.
That was Eloise in Illinois, Roman in Michigan, Ada in Georgia, Mateo in California, Eliza in Maryland, and Michael in Connecticut. This has been Asking Random Kids Not So Random Questions.
Okay, so we've got snacks now. And to recap so far, our plan is to make this talking dog a viral star in order to reunite him with his owner and also learn how websites pay video makers and content creators so we can answer Iggy's question. Kind of confusing, but I'm still with you. Barely.
Thanks for lunch. I was hungry.
Okay, dog. First things first, we should name you. What's a strong name that says, "Hello, world, I'm a dog who can talk"?
How about Talkie?
Talkie. Honestly, I kind of love it. It's simple.
Talkie. Iconic. One name. Like Lizzo. Or Cher. Or no, Elvis. And we will be your Colonel Tom Parker.
I don't know who any of those people are. But I assume this is a good arrangement.
Okay, so I did a little research. And turns out, some of the most successful content creators and influencers aren't actually paid that much by the websites that host their videos.
Wait. What's an influencer?
An influencer is someone who's really popular online. They're usually good at influencing people, getting other people to do something that they suggest, like buy something or like a new song.
And what's content?
Content is a word people use to describe pictures and words and videos and podcasts and any kind of writing, art, music on the internet.
So, like, if I took a picture of my hot dog.
That's content.
And the Mona Lisa?
Also content. Now, we'll deal with the whole business side later. First, let's make a great video. Okay, we're rolling. Talkie, just talk a bit. And action.
I'm Talkie the dog. As you can see, I can talk. I love peanut butter. I don't like when the mail comes. I'm looking for my human. He has a beard. Like and subscribe. That's it.
Talkie, that was perfect. A star is born.
All right, now let's upload it to the biggest video sharing platforms out there, ViewVid and TrimTram.
And the video has been uploaded. Oh, wow, look! The views are already climbing!
And climbing.
And climbing.
And climbing.
Then a month goes by with the view still climbing. A month goes by, Talkie star is rising. This dog's videos keep doing. This dog's videos are doing well.
Well, it's been a month and Talkie's video has gotten hundreds of millions of views.
Not to mention all the other videos we've made with him. Talkie does 60 impressions in 60 seconds. Talkie bit my finger. Talkie listens to Phil Collins in the air tonight for the first time.
Yeah, that last one I really didn't get.
Talkie's now the biggest pet influencer online, except for some baby ducklings taking a bath, but forget about them. Surely today's the day those websites will be sending us the big money check. Easy, Talkie, it's just the mail. Still no big money check from ViewVid or TrimTram. Just this little tiny check for $3.14. I assume this was like TV, where the actors all get paid for being there. I'm sure Big Bird gets paid for being on TV, and Birdseed, I assume.
Well, I tried to explain this weeks ago. The internet is not like TV. Most of the popular personalities on these big video sites aren't actually paid directly by the site for creating these videos.
What? That makes absolutely no sense. We're making content here. Someone must be getting rich from all of Talkie's views, and I want it to be me. Us. I need an explanation.
Okay, so like right now on ViewVid, the site is running little ads before Talkie's video. Anytime someone clicks on Talkie's video, an ad runs before it. Companies pay to get their ad there.
Yep, I've seen those.
Well, Talkie earns a few pennies every time someone watches one of those ads before his video. And by the way, a lot of content creators and video makers don't make anything off those videos. They just don't get enough views. but I guess when you're a talking dog, people have to see it to believe it.
Wait, so what's the deal? Is ViewVid not making any money?
Oh, they're making money. They make money from every advertisement you see. They're also earning something more valuable than a dollar today, if you catch my drift.
Milk bones?
The respect of those who've doubted them.
No, data. Data is information. And what companies really want is information about you and what you're doing online. Every time you spend a few more minutes watching videos, the company is learning more about you, and they can sort of start to build this little list of what you like, what you find funny, and who they think you are as a person.
Or a dog, right?
Oh, that too. Like, let's say you love watching videos of people doing cool hairstyles. So now ViewVid knows that you might be someone who would buy a hairbrush. And they might also figure out, oh, you watch videos by people with curly hair. Maybe you have curly hair. Then they add, has curly hair to the list of things about you. Might seem like a silly thing for them to know, but all those little details add up over time.
Ah, and by then, I might be powerless to stop them. They know me too well.
And they have tools and tricks to keep you watching more, even when you know it's time to go do something else. They look at all the videos you've already watched, and they try to show you ones you might also like, so you keep watching.
Yeah, I've heard about this. The algorithm. Even dogs know about it.
And some websites will even gather up all the information they learned about you and sell that to advertisers. And that's another way they might make more money.
Oh, is that why I get random emails for flea shampoo?
Could be.
Well, I think we answered a whole lot of Iggy's question right there. The video sites make a lot of money from advertising, but they don't actually pay very much of that money to people making videos. But I always see video makers showing off how much money they're making. I heard about a baker who baked a cake that looked so much like a shoe, they made enough money to buy a house, but then the house turned out to be a cake. How are all these bakers making money? How can Talkie, make some money on his videos?
I guess he could do what some of those other video makers are doing and work with a sponsor?
Wait, what's a sponsor? Explain this to me like I'm a dog.
Okay, so you know how we generally feel about advertising?
Someone telling me to buy something? Two thumbs down, and I don't even have thumbs.
Right. Companies still want to sell you stuff, but we're all getting so smart about ads, when a commercial comes on before a video we want to watch, we just skip it.
Oh yeah, I'm always like 5, 4, 3, 2, skip.
So these companies came up with a different idea. Instead of just paying a famous athlete to be in a commercial that you'll ignore, they'll sponsor them. So they pay them and give them free stuff to promote. Let's say it's like fancy shoes. The athlete might still be in a commercial for the fancy shoes, but they also wear those shoes when they post photos of themselves online. And so you see those photos and think, wow, if this super cool athlete likes this thing, I should like it too.
Wait. So you're saying NASCAR drivers don't actually love all the products printed on their racing suits?
This is mind-blowing.
And here's the thing with some of those famous video makers on ViewVid and TrimTram. They seem like normal people who just happen to be very cool. But they're actually a business. Some of those video stars have a huge team around them helping them make their videos.
And I just have you and Ryan. Where's my team?
Okay, but the people watching these videos don't get to see what's really going on the other side of the screen. And when those video makers tell us they really like something, we trust them. And we might not even realize this is an advertisement. We are being advertised too.
And these sponsorships, they work?
They sure seem to. Some people think the worldwide business of advertising will be worth $1 trillion in a few years. Ever since internet influencers became a thing like 15 years ago, advertisers have been really excited to pay them to like things.
So tell us, Talkie, is there anything you love enough to do a sponsored post for?
Let me think. Sunshine, belly rubs, barking at the mail carrier.
Okay, more specifically, anything you like buying enough to do a sponsored post for?
Not really. How about I do a video where I tell everyone the best things in life are free?
I just don't see the money there.
You've got mail.
What's that?
We just got an email from Hound Chow Brand Dog Food, and they want to pay Talkie to do a video where he reviews their dog food. Oh, as long as his review is 100% positive.
Talkie, this is your big shot. What do you think of Hound Dog Brand Chow Food?
Hound Chow Brand Dog Food.
Hound Chow Brand Dog Food. It's your favorite, right?
To be honest, I'd rather eat cat food than that brand of kibble.
All right, well, now it's your favorite dog food, and you eat it every day. And action!
What up, Talkie Nation? How my beasties doing? Today, I'm unboxing an exciting new product, Hound Dog Brand Chow Food.
Hound Chow Brand Dog Food.
Hound Chow Brand Dog Food. And let me take a bite. Mmm, I love this so much. 4 out of 4 bones. 100% positive review. No additional nuance. Sound off in the comments with the ways you think this is the best dog food. And be sure and like and subscribe.
Cut! Perfect! Talkie, I have the chills.
I thought it tasted bad, but the aftertaste is worse.
Ryan, don't you kind of feel weird asking Talkie to do a post for dog food he doesn't even like?
Bridget, A, you said yourself this is how online influencers make money. They're not your friends, they're selling something. And B, Talkie is living the classic showbiz dream of too much fame, too fast. Those stories always end well, every single one.
Really? I can't think of any that ended well.
Wanna bet? Let's see how this one ends when we come back. I got great news, Talkie. The Hound Chow sponsored post is our biggest video yet.
Wow. Bigger than my first video when all humanity learned that dogs could talk?
Yes. I mean, I purchased a few 100,000 bot friends of mine to watch it, but yes, it's our biggest video. And surprise number 2, we've been nominated for an influencer award. That's right. We're up for an Influenzy for cutest pet post. The awards take place a week from now in a house in North Hollywood. And they're flying us out. Talkie, Bridget, pack your bags with your formalist of where.
Are we sure we want to do this? Now that I know a little more about how this influencer stuff works, I'm not sure I like it so much.
Bridget, come with us. You're the only one I actually trust.
Aw, Talkie, that's a nice thing for you to say, but I don't know if I deserve it.
Me neither, but you're also the only one who knows how to explain the money stuff.
Okay, Talkie, I will come with you, and I will try not to let you down.
Wow, I can't believe we're really here at the Influenzies.
Yeah, this is wild. What's the food situation here?
All the most popular influencers are here.
Look, it's Sammy D'Angelo. She's the biggest star on Trim Tram. I love her dancing.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sammy, and I love to dance and smile and dance and smile. Dance and dance and dance and smile and dance. And dance and smile and dance. Woo!
Wow, that was really good. Yeah, that's impressive. I like that a lot. That was good.
Nice, good dancing.
Cool.
Hey, do you want to buy some Trim Tram coins?
What's a Trim Tram coin?
It's like a credit that you can gift to your favorite Trim Trammers, and you purchase it with real money.
So how is it different than just giving you money?
It's a Trim Tram coin.
Yeah, but what am I buying? I don't get it exactly.
It's a Trim Tram coin.
Bridget, can you help? I'm lost here.
It's a Trim Tram coin.
That's okay. It's hard to keep up. These companies are still trying to figure out ways to make more money, and sometimes it's kind of weird.
Hey, fam, look at me again. It's time to dance and smile and dance and smile.
Wow, these influencers are fun to watch, but I sort of feel like I can't stop. How long have we been in here? 5 minutes or 5 hours?
This is one reason why parents try to limit how much time their kids can spend on these sites and what they can do on them.
Yeah, gotta wonder what all these videos and notifications and ads do to your brain if you look at them for hours and hours a day.
Exactly. And we're starting to get more research on how spending too much time on social media can be bad for you. Like, it makes you think other people have it better than you, even when they don't. And oh, wow, it's Cheryl from My Favorite Yoga Videos. She is so much cooler than me, and she has everything I want. Cheryl, hey, can I talk to you? I am such a fan of your yoga. No one downward dogs like you, dog.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, dear. Do you use the free version or pay for the ad-free app?
The free version.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing, isn't it? I thought you were a real fan.
What's her problem?
Ah, she's just trying to upsell you onto some paid version. That's another thing all these personalities do. They give you a free version, and once you become a fan, make you pay for a better version. We gotta do it too.
Talkie, hello. I'm Bonnie Savage. I manage all the big pet influencers. Got a minute?
That's okay, Bonnie. We manage Talkie, and he's doing very well.
Okay, well, if you ever want to take your online career to the next level with some merchandising, let me know.
What's merchandising?
Stuff with your face on it. Merchandising. Talkie t-shirts, Talkie coffee mugs, a Talkie video game, Talkie chewable children's vitamins, not to mention personal appearances. Forget competing in a dog show. How would you like to host a dog show? Here's my business card. It has no writing on it, just my scent. Toodaloo!
Okay, thanks.
Oh, wow, the awards are starting.
Good evening, and welcome to the Influencer Awards. I'm your host, Mr. Feast, and you may know me from my ViewVid channel, where I give out tons of money. But I'm not doing that tonight. Tonight, I'm just presenting awards. Our first category tonight is Best ViewVid Clip Uploaded Without Copyright Permission that the site runs ads on and profits from anyway. And the winner is a clip from a Fast and Furious movie that someone recorded off their TV with their phone.
Thanks for this award. It's been a true thrill to make $1,000 a week off this clip that we weren't supposed to have in the first place. And remember, like Dominic Toretto says in the clip, it's all about the family.
And now, the category you've all been waiting for, cutest pet post.
Hey, this is your category, Talkie. Do you have a speech written, just in case you win?
No, I can't read or hold paper. So if I win, I'll wing it.
And cutest pet post goes to baby ducklings in a bag.
We lost to baby ducklings?
Really, Ryan, it's okay.
Talkie is a miracle. A walking, talking miracle of science. But to you, he's just another piece of content. Another thing to look at for 2 seconds and move on to some better content. I've had it up to here with all this content. We don't even look at anything long enough to even see what we're looking at. And everyone here is so focused on themselves, you can't even appreciate this amazing dog.
Ryan, calm down. Sit, boy.
Ryan, you can't just blurt stuff out like that and interrupt the awards. This isn't the Oscars.
Forget it. Let's go home and wrap things up. Okay, well, the influenzies were a big waste of time, but I got big things planned for the future.
Hello.
We're gonna do a lot of stuff.
Hey, Bosco, you remember me, don't you, buddy?
Ah, who are you, bearded man?
My name's Lanny. I'm this dog's owner.
You found me.
Would have seen your videos earlier, but, you know, I don't really do the internet. Kind of a flip phone guy. But luckily, my nephew showed me one of Bosco's videos, and here I am.
Wait a minute, Talkie, is your real name Bosco?
Oh, yeah! Bosco, that's it. Oh, Lanny, I missed you so much.
Ha, that's a good boy, Bosco. I'm going to take you back home now, to the circus.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Hold the phone. You're from the circus? Why didn't you say that in the beginning? We could have taken you home right away.
I've been telling you, I don't know words. I don't know the circus is called the circus.
You could have said big tent with trapeze people and we would have gotten it.
Ryan, let it go. Bosco. We're so glad you've been reunited with your owner. We're sorry for all the trouble we put you through.
That's all right. It's showbiz.
I am curious to know, if you had won that award, what would you have said in your speech?
I guess I would have said something like, I'd like to thank the influencers for this honor. Nowadays, it seems like more of our entertainment is free. You open up an app on your phone and bam, it's there, right? But it's not really free. We're all being advertised to more than we think. And if you're going to look at videos on ViewVid or TrimTram all day, it's good to know that this is happening. Because ultimately, it's your decision how much you fill your eyeballs with this stuff because... You're cutting me off?
Sorry, it's a good speech, but you're 30 seconds over time.
I think, to get back to Iggy's question, it's important to remember, even though all these influencer videos seem homemade, these kinds of videos have grown into a huge business. But not many people who upload videos to these sites ever actually become famous Hey, I wasn't done.
Sorry, but I have something to say about all this social media stuff. When you're a kid, it can take a lot of courage to express yourself or be creative in any way. It can feel like you're sharing a big part of yourself. And these websites and apps all have ways of making you feel nervous about sharing it, with all the comments and likes or no likes, blah, blah, blah. But imagine a Beethoven or a Beyonce as little kids getting discouraged and quitting art because someone didn't like a video they put. Hey, wait, you can't cut me off.
What? You did it to us.
Okay, I guess what I'm saying is, if you want to make things, do it for the fun of it, not to get rich and famous. And Talkie, I'm sorry. I should have let you make that video about how you like sunshine and belly rubs.
And barking at the mail carrier.
Yeah, and barking at the mail carrier.
It's all right, Ryan. I personally can't wait to get back to the circus where things make sense. You do a flip, audience claps. No like and subscribe, or algorithm nonsense. Lanny, let's go.
Okay, buddy, we're out of here. Guys, thanks for taking care of my dog.
It was our honor. Goodbye, Bosco.
Goodbye, Talkie Bosco.
Well, what now?
Maybe we do some yoga?
Okay, but I was thinking about what you said. Maybe our yoga routine could use a little tap dance break.
You really mean it? I'll be right back. I'll get my tap shoes. Wait a minute. Thanks for listening to Million Bazillion. We help dollars make more sense.
If you want to keep learning about this topic, check out the tip sheet for this episode at our website, marketplace.org/million. You can also send us your money questions and episode ideas, too.
And if you want to keep getting smarter about money, sign up for the Million Bazillion Academy and get 4 weeks of lessons. You can do at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/MBA.
We would love it if you would subscribe to Million Bazillion and then leave us a rating and a review. Those help us out a whole lot.
Million Bazillion is brought to you by Marketplace and American Public Media. This episode was written and hosted by me, Ryan Perez, and Bridget Bodner, who's the senior producer too.
Whoa, watch my foot. This episode was also produced by Marissa Cabrera, edited by Jasmine Romero and Sandon Totten, sound designed by Becca Weinman, and she mixed it too. Our theme music was created by Wonderly.
Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Donna Tam is the director of On Demand at Marketplace. Neil Scarborough is the VP and general manager.
We are grateful for the voicing talents of Kimberly Adams, Marquette Green, Joanne Griffith, Chris Julin, Jeff Peters, Mel Rosenberg, Kristen Schwab, and Becca Weinman.
And special thanks to the people who provided the startup funding for Million Bazillion and who continue to help us keep going. The Ranzetta Family Charitable Fund and NextGen Personal Finance, supporting Marketplace's work to make younger audiences smarter about the economy.
Wow, how'd you get up on the ceiling? To all the grown-ups listening right now, we hope that you and the kids in your life are having some great conversations thanks to Million Bazillion. Help us keep those conversations going. Donate today at marketplace.org/givemillion. Your support means a whole lot. That's a lot of twirls.